present the Berkey's Way, or you too can have three like mine. This week, solve murders the Berkey's Way with instruction from Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris, and Nigel Reese. Good evening. Well, that just about wraps up today's show, so from me it's goodbye. See you again next week, and happy dynamic living. Bye.
Well, the Berkey's Way to dynamic living seems to have finished a little early this week. So, in the meantime, what? Oh, thank you. We're going to show you an old film. Thank you.
England, 1935. And across the bleak Yorkshire countryside, a lonely train chugs slowly through the night. On board, there is a pervading air of menace. A certain unseen force that fills the passengers with utter dread. What is it? This strange, unearthly
Henry,
quality which... Yes?
Would you mind keeping quiet, please? I'm trying to read the paper.
Oh, sorry, Mother.
Where are you going, Henry?
Oh, just somewhere.
Where?
Well, you know, to the place at the end of the corridor, Henry. To have a quick... I've got to have a...
If you want to go to the lavatory, you should just come straight out with it.
Well, I... Mother, I don't want to go to the lavatory. I want to...
To what?
To spend a penny.
It's the same thing.
Look, I don't... Is it?
Henry, you're not going to leave me alone in this compartment.
But why not?
Well, I mean, there's a pervading air of menace in here. A certain unseen force that fills me with utter dread.
I'm sorry, I've got to go outside. I've got to because
oh, to what, Henry?
To make an announcement. No sooner had Lady Rowena Blackout's son stepped outside the compartment than... Mother! Mother, are you all right? Good God, she's been murdered!
We present Murder on a Train Not Nearly as Famous as the Orient Express. Starring in alphabetical order, Lauren Bacall, Ingrid Bergman, Sean Connery, Albert Finney...
But maybe those people aren't in this film.
I know they're not. They're in alphabetical order. A completely different film. Starring a train sound effect and a microphone stand, and introducing the rustle of Chris Emmett's script as he turns the pages over. Wardrobe mistress, Fifi Berkey. Wardrobe's very angry wife, Naomi Berkey. Set dresser, Bill Berkey. Welsh dresser, Di Berkey. Title, Lord Sir Duke the Marquis of Earl, His Royal Highness Berkey. Fighter Ranger, Nigel Reese's mother-in-law, Mrs. Berkey. Man who pours out Fred Harris's tea, Alfred Berkey. Man who holds up Fred Harris's little finger in the air while he's drinking his tea, Bob Oliver Berkey. Colour by Berkey's Colour. Token non-member of the Berkey family, John Berkey. Real token non-member of the Berkey family, Denise Coffey. Nay, Berkey.
Well, Commissioner, it's a ghastly business.
Yes, every day now for the last 3 months, a woman has been murdered on the 1920 to Doncaster.
Yeah, I know. And she's getting pretty sick of it, sir.
It's no joke, Superintendent.
Yes, I think we've proved that, Commissioner. But tell me, sir, this woman, what keeps getting murdered, who is she?
Her name is Lady Rowena Blackout.
Rowena Watson?
Blackout.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That name doesn't mean a light to me.
She's very rich.
Oh, got a tidy bit behind her, is she, sir?
You didn't look very tidy the last time I saw her. That's not the point. Some villain, some dastardly rogue, has got it in for her. Every day, when she travels in the train, he kills her in some new fiendish way. First, she was poisoned when he laced her tea with a British Rail sausage roll. And then he strangled her with a submachine gun.
How could he strangle her with a submachine gun?
I know, he's just got no heart, has he? And then finally yesterday, she was attacked with a giant ostrich feather and tickled to death.
It sounds pretty serious, Commissioner.
On the contrary, Superintendent, it's very, very silly.
Silly, sir? Then you mean...
No.
Then you must mean...
Yes. This is no job for an ordinary member of the force, Superintendent. This is a job for the New Faces Impressionist Squad.
Come in. You wanted to see me, Betty? Come in. Come in, Betty. I called you here because the Chief Commissioner says he's got a special mission for us members of the New Faces Impressionist Squad. So, what is it then, Betty?
Pardon, Betty?
What is it?
Just a minute.
Yes?
You was the one that called me in here.
Oh, yes, so I was. I get so confused, Betty. Well, this is what happened. There's been a bit of harassment on one of the trains.
The cat hasn't done a whoopsie in the buffet again.
No. There's been a murder. Every day a woman gets killed on the 1920s at Doncaster.
I expect they're all getting very sick of it by now.
Her name is Lady Rowena Blackout.
That name doesn't ring any bells with me.
Has she got a tidy bit behind her?
I wasn't very tidy when I last met her.
Nice. Now, here's what we've got to do.
Yes.
New Faces Impressionist Squad.
Is that you, Betty?
No, this is Betty here.
Oh, so is this. I've got Lady Rowena Blackout out here, Betty.
Send her in, Betty.
Right, Betty.
Good afternoon, Sergeant.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
The Chief Commissioner tells me he's getting your department to try and find out who it is that keeps murdering me.
That's right. Now, I want you to tell me what happened.
What happened?
Betty, I was travelling with my son when he went outside to,
make an announcement.
Quite. And this man just came in and killed me.
Now, tell us what he looked like in your own words.
Well, he had two legs, spoke with an English accent, and had hair all over the top of his head.
Very good. Now, in someone else's words.
Well, he had two legs, spoke with an English accent, and had hair all over the top of his head.
Excellent. That means we can eliminate all bold, one-legged foreigners straight away. There, that's eliminated, eh?
Leonardo da Vinci to see you, Betty.
Send him in.
Just like that. I was eating this giant marshmallow. Woke up this morning, the pillow was gone. Just like that.
Thank you, Mr. Da Vinci.
Thank you, madam.
Yes, thank you. That will be all.
What was that?
That was an artist's impression. No, don't harass me. I didn't write this. Now then, Betty. I want you to go off on this case to look for Lee.
Lee?
Yes. You'll find it easy enough. It's about 10 miles outside Bradford. And you, Lady Rowena.
Yes?
I want you to just get on the train tomorrow exactly as normal.
But I'll get murdered again.
No, you won't. No, you'll be perfectly safe because Betty here will be there to protect you in disguise.
You mean you want me to pose as a passenger, Betty?
No, not as a passenger, Betty.
As a British Rail official?
Not a British Rail official, Betty.
Oh, then what do you want me to pose as?
You'll be posing as a train, Betty.
Nice.
I say, Fortescue.
Yes.
Anything strike you odd about this train?
Now you come to mention it, it does seem a bit slower than usual.
Can it go any faster? Does seem awfully cramped in here today. Don't you think so, madam?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Well, you know, I feel like a cigarette.
Excuse me.
What?
I'm a non-smoker.
Oh, sorry.
Betty will be cross. She's been murdered again.
Well, Betty, I don't know how you could let it happen. That's why you were ordered to pose as the train, so you could keep an eye on Lady Rowena. And now she's been murdered yet again. Why didn't you catch the culprit?
Well, I couldn't.
Why not?
He locked himself in my toilet. It was very uncomfortable, I can tell you.
This is all very well, Commissioner, but that's the 77th time I've been murdered in 3 months. I demand immediate action.
It's all right, Lady Rowena. As from now on, I'm taking this buffoon off the case. Yes. He should never have been put on in the first place. I'm detailing another man, one of our top officers, you'll be glad to hear. Come in, Sergeant.
Betty.
Betty, tomorrow I want you to go with Lady Rowena here on the 1920 to Doncaster and see she doesn't get murdered. And if I were you, I'd take off that long brown raincoat and silly berry.
Why?
It's a plain clothes job.
Right. When do you want me to start, Betty?
Right after the intermission.
There will now be a short intermission.
Coming soon to this cinema, Ron and Mabel Sprout of 19 Kettering Road. From Acton they came, walking down the road, turning the corner, then boarding the 36 bus to Hammersmith.
Bring 9p's to the Odeon, please.
Yes, the people who brought you bath tubes for Christmas. Ron and Mabel Sprout of 19 Kettering Road are coming soon to this cinema.
Here we are, Lady Rowena. There's 2 spaces in this compartment. It looks a bit bigger than that last one what we showed. What a small compartment that was. It only had 1 seat and the middle of that was all missing.
That was the lavatory, Mr. Spencer.
I wondered why the communication call made such a funny noise. Anyway, let's sit in here. No, don't worry about getting murdered, Lady Rowena. No one would dare murder you while I'm around. Of course, I could be wrong.
It's all right, Mr. Spencer. I was just eating a buffet sandwich. Mr. Spencer?
Yes?
I think the murderer is in this very compartment. Don't you think there's something suspicious about these people sitting opposite us?
Now you come to mention it. No, hang on. I'll tell you what. I'll do a little bit of detective work which will tell me whether they're suspicious characters or not. Excuse me. Are any of you gentlemen suspicious characters?
I ordered
sorry. Do forgive us, gentlemen. We're both a little on edge. I've been murdered rather a lot recently, you see. That's why I have Mr. Spencer here with me. Mm. He is a defective constable.
Excuse me, I think you got that wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, constable. sir, what are you doing on this train?
Hustle, I am a detective also. I am the one and only Charlie Chan, and on my right here, the Honorable Lord Peter Wimsey.
Oh, hello, Dash and Spiff in Tally Bottom. Don't you know? Dancing, nice to meet you, Bill.
Bally, nice, Lord Peter.
What? Oh, bally. Yes, bally, dancing, the same thing. We're on this train hoping to investigate a murder, don't you know?
Oh, how do you mean hoping?
Well, there hasn't been one yet, but we've got plenty of time, haven't we, Bumter?
I'll say. Oh, crikey. Yahoo! I hope that beast quells them, fat Lord Peter.
Oh, take that, you fattened porpoise.
Well, Lady Rowena, it doesn't look as though you're going to be murdered after all. I've been wasting my time.
Oh, look out! We're going into a tunnel!
Quick, put the light on.
Ah, oh, I saw Lady Rowena. She's been murdered again.
Oh, dash it.
Oh, crikey, you fellows, I say.
What a jolly Russell Hearty plus.
You mean a jolly bad show?
Exactly. Look, I think I shouldn't take charge of this investigation, old cauliflower.
Bean, Lord Peter.
A bean? Yes, just before I got on the train. Let's look at this logically. Lady Rowena was shot in the tunnel. It couldn't have been me or Charlie Chan because we're both goodies. It couldn't have been Spencer because he's too stupid. And it couldn't have been Bunter because he was raiding Harry Wharton's study in the remote passage at the time of the murder. That clearly leaves only one person.
Who's that?
That man sitting in the corner holding a smoking revolver in his hand. Yes, you. What's your name?
Count Moriarty von Evilman.
It's no use pretending.
Oh, all right. Eric Pode of Croydon.
Just as I thought. Eric Pode of Croydon. It all adds up.
Tell me, where were you at the time of the murder, Mr. Croydon?
I was in this compartment, mate, shooting Lady Rowena Blackout.
A likely tale. I think you're trying to cover up.
I'm not. I swear I murdered her.
Don't give me that, Pode.
Why not?
Because I don't like licorice all sorts. Now then, very convenient, isn't it, Pode, that your only witness to this so-called crime is a dead woman. I think this calls for an identification parade.
What do you mean, Lord Peter?
Bring in the six other dead bodies. There. Now put Lady Rowena Blackout's body anywhere it chooses in among the line of stiffs. Now, Pote, touch the one you murdered on the shoulder.
It was these six here.
You see, he hasn't picked the right one at all. He's identified as the corpse six completely different dead bodies.
What does all this mean, Lord Peter?
It means this man is an imposter. He's not Eric Pode of Croydon at all, but Beatrice Crint of Chingford.
All right, I admit it.
I am Beatrice Crint of Chingford.
Exactly. Ha ha, what a spiffing splutter. Beatrice Crint of Chingford all the time.
Not Eric Pode at all.
No.
No, you found me out. I admit it. I am Beatrice Crint.
Precisely.
Exactly. You are Beatrice Crint.
Ah, yes. Excuse me.
What is it, Jeff?
This plot doesn't seem to be getting very far, does it?
No, it certainly seems to have come to a bit of a halt, don't you know?
Yes. Well, it's about time we got to move on. What now's happening?
Oh, change, please.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm afraid this plot is broken down, owing to technical difficulties beyond our control.
Now, look,
if you stay on here, you won't find out who the murderer is till gone 1 o'clock, I'm afraid.
No,
if you'd all therefore like to transfer to the other train, there's another plot waiting which should be resolved much quicker.
Come on, listen,
you can, there's no need to change your voices, keep the same characters, only it's a different story.
No, never follow. Well, here we are on the other train.
Well, let's hope this plot gets moving very shortly. We're running terribly late as it is. Now then, Lord Henry Fitzwarren Pettigrew, when did you find your son had been murdered?
Well, let me see, Mr. Holmes. It would have been some time ago. I just left scene four in the second act. When I returned a few speeches later, I found my son lying over the page. Before he died, he yelled something out.
Did you even catch what he said?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Holmes. He was shouting in italics. When I found him, well, it was obvious to me he'd never speak again.
You mean?
Yes, his lines have been cut.
That just leaves Rabbi the butler. Now, Rabbi, tell us what happened in your own words.
I can't. I had a non-speaking part.
And why was that?
It was because I once stole a scene from Lord Fitzwarren Pettigrew.
Ah, so it all adds up. You wanted to get even with your employer because you knew you were being written out of his set.
Yes.
So you waited until the plot was clear, then sneaked in downstage right and stabbed Lord Bagshot right in his soliloquy.
Yes, I admit it all.
Then that only leaves one thing. Watson?
Oh, crikey. You beast, yes?
Take his left hand, please. That's it, and I'll take his right one.
Oh, surely you're not going to...
Oh, we have to, I'm afraid. It's time for the curtain call.
Here is a plot announcement. We apologize to the cast of Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris, and Nigel Rees for the inconvenience caused in their program. This was due to unforeseen technical problems in the script, which was written by Andrew Marshall, John Mason, and David Renwick on the line at Hayward's Heath. This should not affect next week's edition of The Burkitt's Way to Dynamic Living, which is expected to go out on time, produced by Simon Brett of Stepney. Callers, welcome. Thank you.
Burkitt's Way. Now it's time for tomorrow's weather at the North Pole. The day will start off with snow and ice, turning later to snow and ice, then snow and ice, and possibly some snow and ice on high ground. Later on, a few scattered outbreaks of snow and ice, with patches of snow and ice turning to snow and ice later in the evening. Winds snowy to icy, south to south, backing south. And the long-range forecast for the North Pole, snow and ice. Good night, and good skating.